Hello, welcome back to the Wheel of Experience Podcast Trivia Edition. I'm here back with Joe Sheehan. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Will. Long time no speak.
I know. It's been at least 13 to 14 seconds. So we are back with trivia. You, of course, are a two-time trivia. You've been on trivia before. Last time you got 104. This is when I was still fine-tuning the trivia podcast. I think your questions were a little harder than I maybe had for future guests. So I still tried to make them hard because I respect your intelligence, but I'm not trying to stump you. So we'll see how it goes.
You know, it was interesting to listen to the trivia podcast over the last, was it 7 months, 8 months now? Well, maybe a little bit longer since we did there's a second one that I did. And I'll sit there like, I can't believe those questions are so easy. I'm frustrated, but obviously, by the way, all props to Chuck Culpepper.
Oh, that was amazing, right?
Oh my God.
My favorite part too is after he kills everything, he's like, yeah, I play a lot of Sporkle. Culpepper's the best. We have toss-up questions, 5 points apiece, based off things growing currently in the sports world. Question number one: what college basketball team has been having fun with the NCAA stenographer during their tournament press conferences this March?
Wisconsin.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number two: name either of the two teams in the Cricket World Cup final.
Pakistan.
It's incorrect. Australia or New Zealand?
They would not have been my second or third guess. Okay.
Number three, what team scored two goals late to beat the U.S. men's national team in a soccer friendly on Wednesday?
I was so missing live sports during the day, I actually watched this. Denmark.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number four, the Golden State Warriors clinched the Pacific Division this week. What is the name of their coach?
Steve Kerr.
Correct for 5 points. Question number five. If Chris Bryant is sent down at the beginning of the season, as expected, what team is he going to play for?
The Iowa Cubs.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number six. According to Forbes, what baseball franchise had the most value in 2014?
Oh, God. It seemed like last time where I got the WNBA and the soccer questions right, and I got the baseball questions right. When you say value, you mean highest franchise value, right?
Highest franchise value. Yes, highest franchise value, not profit, highest franchise value.
It's got to be one of two. I will say the Dodgers.
That's incorrect. It is the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
It is the New York Yankees. And number seven, according to Forbes, what baseball franchise had the least value in 2014? The least franchise value in 2014.
The Rays.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number eight. According to Baseball Prospectus playoff odds, what team has the best chance to make the playoffs in 2015?
The Nationals.
That is incorrect. The Los Angeles Dodgers is actually the answer on that one. I think that's Pocota overvaluing them like they always do. Question number nine. According to the Baseball Prospectus playoff odds, what team has the worst chance to
make the playoffs? I'm sorry. Am I responsible for the invalid predictions of
Pocota? Sorry. Yeah, we all are. Blame Silver. They have the Nationals are at 71.9 and the Dodgers are at 82.6.
That's just cracktastic.
But anyway, so what team has the worst odds? That's question nine.
The Twins.
That's incorrect. The Philadelphia Phillies. The Philadelphia Phillies, which is counterintuitive because you would think. Anyway, they're fine.
That's exactly what it is. You stupid little system, you.
And question number 10. According to Vulture writers Grierson and Leach, in a post posted about 5 minutes before this podcast began taping, what is the best Will Ferrell movie in their ranking of all 27?
Old School.
It's incorrect. Anchorman. Old School, I think, was three. Anchorman. That's a really tough question. So, sorry about that. All right, we go on to topical. I give you one overarching question. You get for 5 points apiece. You give me the answer to each. This is very basic and very simple. I'm going to name a year. You tell me who won the World Series that year. That easy. That simple. Question number one, 1982.
Cardinals.
Correct for 5 points.
These are all going to be Cardinals until you run out of Cardinals
ones. I wouldn't, because there are 10 and there are... Anyway, sorry. That was me being a smug Cardinals fan. Sorry. All right. Question number two. 1987.
Twins.
Correct for 5 points. Question number three. 1973.
The A's.
Correct for 5 points. Question number four. 1908.
Cubs.
Correct. Number five, 1960.
Pirates.
Correct. Question number six, 1948.
Cardinals.
That is incorrect. The Cleveland Indians. The Cleveland Indians. It was the last time they won the World Series, in fact. Question number seven, 1981.
Dodgers.
Correct for 5 points. Question number eight, 1990.
The Reds.
Correct for 5 points. My son has just walked into the room and he's going to get to hit the buzzer if you get one right.
Nice.
All right. All right. Question number nine, 1951.
The Yankees.
Correct for 5 points. And question number 10, 1955.
The Dodgers.
Correct. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. I hit it. Go ahead. Good job. All right. That's correct. You have 45 points. Very, very well done.
I think I've already passed my score last
time. You're not there, but you are close. So now we go to nicknames. We put five questions, 10 points if you do not need a clue, 5 points if you do. If you need a clue, I will give you the name of the mascot and the name of the stadium. Remember, if you make a guess without asking for a hint, you do not get a second chance. Got it. Okay. Question number one. The Albuquerque AAA minor league baseball team.
The Isotopes.
Correct. For 10 points. They play at Isotopes Park, and their mascot is Orbit. Question number two. The Richmond AA minor league baseball team.
Sorry. The first thing that pops in my mind is the college basketball team now, because that's where my head is. I need a hint.
Okay. They play at the Diamond. Very inventive. And their mascot is Cutter.
The Dukes.
It's incorrect. They are the Flying Squirrels. The Richmond Flying Squirrels. Question number three. The New Jersey Institute of Technology men's and women's basketball team.
Aren't they in like the CIT finals now or something?
Yeah, they're on a roll. I'm happy for them. They beat Michigan this year. That counts.
Yeah, that's and they had one other decent one, I think. I need a hint.
They play at the Estelle and Zoom Fleischer Athletic Center, and their mascot is the Highlander.
You know, Will, I can't do this with this distraction in the background. I should get 5 points just because he screwed up the nonsense. the Highlanders.
That's correct for 5 points. Oh, sorry. Yes, Will wanted to do that. Question number four, the Western Illinois men's and women's basketball team.
The Leathernecks.
Good job. That's correct for 10 points. And the last question, they play at Montjuic Stadium, and their mascot is Rocky the Bulldog. And number five, the Atlanta WNBA team.
I need a hint.
They play at Phillips Arena, and their mascot is Star.
I all the jokes I want to make end my career.
don't do it, Joe.
I honestly have no idea. The Stars.
That's incorrect. They are the Dream. They are the Atlanta Dream. So you got 25. Well done. Okay, so you are at heading into Outburst, you're almost about to pass your old record. So you're already set there. So
by the way, you have to recalibrate or start over because. Like, Culpepper ended this for everybody.
Yeah, I know. He did. He did. And then, and it's funny because, the only one that came close to score was Howie Schwab.
Jeff Passan had a big score.
Passan did very well, and Howie Schwab did very well, but he was just on the set of my Super Bowl podcast. It was just Super Bowl questions, and it was it was way too easy.
It's like you tailoring this. Hey, Joe, I'm going to give questions about 80s baseball and 80s pop music.
Exactly. Okay. Also, I'm sorry I called Frank Schwab Howie Schwab. That was probably inevitable on a trivia podcast.
I didn't remember Howie Schwab being on it. I remember that.
Yes. All right, so now we go to Outburst. We put 1 minute on the clock. You name out, yell as many of these as you can. No wrong answers. You can say, I will tell you yes or no, no matter what happens. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the 10 largest cities by population in the state of New York. The 10 largest cities by population in the state of New York. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
New York.
Yes.
Syracuse.
Yes.
Albany.
Yes.
Buffalo.
Yes.
I don't... This is where I don't know what counts as New York, so I'm going to say Long Island, Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens.
No,
I'm not sure what
I think there are specific cities in Long Island, but I
don't know. White Plains, Yonkers?
Yonkers, yes. White Plains, no.
I live in Yonkers. Poughkeepsie?
No.
Ithaca?
No.
Gaming New York cities.
You're five. New York, Syracuse, Albany, Buffalo, and Yonkers.
This is the kind of thing that's embarrassing to get wrong.
That's hard. 10 seconds.
Buck, 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 buck. Thank God.
That wasn't me, but that's time.
Oh, that's sweet. He's taking too long, Daddy.
All right, that's five. Don't hit that, buddy. That's five. You have you got Albany, Syracuse, New York, Buffalo, and Yonkers. You missed Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, Rochester, Schenectady, and Utica.
Of those, only Rochester is one that I think I would even have considered to be one of the biggest cities in America. I remember listening to the, this is a question you've used in other states.
Yes.
And
yes.
The reason I think it was Chicago was one where it was all ring cities around Chicago,
which
is why I wasn't sure how cities were defined for this purpose.
That's
why I named all the boroughs. I'm like, let's get lucky here.
I know. As a downstater, that particularly made me upset, too. All right. 1 minute on the clock. Not 10 minutes. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the 10 players who will make the most money in 2015. The 10 players who will make the most money.
Any sport?
No, baseball. Oh. 10 players that will make the most money in baseball. Now, there is... sorry, I should have emphasized that. Yes, but the rest of them are all baseball. Now, if this is for 2015 only. So this is not length of contract.
This is just their salary in 2015?
Just their salary in 2015. If it's backloaded, it's not going to count for as much. The 10 people... most money in 2015. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Prince Fielder.
Yes.
Shin Soo Choo.
No.
Clayton Kershaw.
Yes.
Zach Greinke.
Yes.
Cliff Lee.
Yes.
Carl Crawford.
No.
Matt Kemp.
No.
Hanley Ramirez.
No.
Max Scherzer. No, I know. I already know that's wrong.
No.
Justin Verlander.
Yes.
Miguel Cabrera.
No.
Albert Pujols.
Yes.
How many do I have?
Six.
Wow, that was one of them.
10 seconds.
James Shields.
No. And time. You got, excuse me, you got Prince Fielder, Clayton Kershaw, Zach Greinke, Cliff Lee, Justin Verlander, Albert Pujols. You missed Robinson Cano. This one, next one, I wondered whether to include because we didn't know for sure, but Josh Hamilton, Felix Hernandez, and amazingly, Ryan Howard.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? All right. 1 minute on the clock, sticking with the payroll theme. 1 minute on the clock, give me the 10 teams with the highest 2015 payrolls. The 10 teams with the highest 2015 payrolls. 1 minute on the clock, go.
Dodgers, Tigers, Angels,
Dodgers,
Yankees.
Tigers, Yankees.
Angels.
Angels, yes. Tigers, yes. Yes. Dodgers, Tigers.
Nationals?
No.
Cardinals?
No. Sorry, Nationals, yes. Cardinals, no.
Giants.
Yes.
Red Sox.
Yes.
Blue Jays?
Yes. 2, 4, 6. You have 8.
Rangers?
Yes. You only need one now.
I don't think I've ever gotten 10 for 10. Brewers?
No.
Phillies?
Yes. Well done. 10 for 10. Okay, now I took the buzzer away, so
and I get the 30 seconds back, right?
Yeah, exactly. You bank it. All right, so now, but 1 minute back on the clock. Give me the 10 teams with the lowest 2015 payrolls. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Twins.
Yes. No. Wait. No.
What? Oh, Joe Mauer's worth that much? Wow. Oh, they signed Santana too. Okay. A's.
Yes.
Rays.
Yes.
Marlins.
Yes.
Padres.
Yes.
Indians.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Astros.
Yes.
Rockies.
No.
Reds.
No.
Mets.
Yes.
That's horrifying.
Isn't it?
Cubs.
No.
Wow. Really? Braves?
Yes. You have two more.
Royals?
No.
I said the Indians.
Ten seconds.
Pirates.
Yes. You need one more. Time. Sorry.
Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks is the correct answer, but I cannot give it to you.
I know. You're right.
So 19, 25, 30. We have one more to go. I just am getting your total together. 79, 100. You're at 125 already.
I blew away last.
Ben, you still have one more to go. Right now, you are one behind Lee Ellis, three behind Paul Feinbaum, four behind Seth Rosenthal, five behind Steve Madden and Matt Norlander, six behind Bernie Miklas, seven behind Andrew Behrens, and nine behind Kavitha Davidson. So you've got some. You can make a lot.
I'm going to jump a lot of people. I might get jump a lot of people who are much smarter than me.
So we'll see how this goes. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the top five vote getters in each league for the 2014 MVP. So the top five in each league, not the top 10 in the American or the top 10 in the National. The top five in the American and the top five in the National. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
I'm not even sure I can name the MVPs from last year. Clayton Kershaw.
Yes.
Andrew McCutchen.
Yes.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes.
Buster Posey.
No.
Okay, let's try to go to the U.S. See if I can remember who the 2014 AL MVP was. I don't know. Miguel Cabrera, Mike Trout.
Cabrera, no. Trout, yes.
Trout, yes. Robinson Cano.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
No. You're five.
Felix Hernandez?
No.
Craig Kimbrell, just because people are stupid about closers?
No. And 10 seconds.
Who even were the good Cardinals last year?
All of them. And time. You got five. You got Clayton Kershaw, Andrew McCutchen, Giancarlo Stanton, Mike Trout, and Robinson Cano. You missed Jose Abreu,
okay.
Michael Brantley, which I think are actually two pretty impressive, nice guys to have in the top five, all told. Jonathan Lucroy, Victor Martinez, and Anthony Rendon.
Water. Random guys finishing the top five last year.
Yeah, so you end up with 130 points, tying Steven Madden and Matt Norlander. Well done, and I think it's fun. That's all that really matters.
No, it is, and like I listen to every. I'm a couple of. It's March, so I'm a couple episodes behind. Of course. I think last one was two in February, but I really have come to enjoy the trivia podcast and screaming to no one. So he's, how do you not get that?
this is the goal. I was inspired. The whole podcast was inspired by the Extra Hot Great podcast, which is an incredible game time trivia contest and for about television, which I don't know nearly as well as I know sports. So I'm happy to do it. This has been a delight to have you on as always. Joe, thank you for playing around with me.
Thanks, Will. I had a lot of fun with it, and looking forward to the season, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait. I'll be in New York in May. Let's go get in trouble.
Sounds good, man.
All right, thank you to Joe Sheehan of Sports Illustrated and the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter. You can see him in, almost called the Baseball Experience. You can see his work in the new preview edition of Sports Illustrated. And, of course, if you're not a fool, you will go to joesheehanbaseball.blogspot.com and subscribe to his newsletter. You can also follow him on Twitter at @Joe_Sheehan, @Joe_Sheehan. This has been the Willis Experience Podcast. Music by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be back next week with my Cardinals self-indulgent podcast with Derek Gould. But this one was so awesome, you're going to be able to, this is going to last you for a couple of weeks. Baseball starts soon. Have a wonderful week. Thanks, everyone.